The farm bill in Washington has moved from the House side over to the Senate side. The House has already made their approval. At least 60 senators must vote to end debate, and the Senate will then proceed to vote on the final passage. There was some mixed support for it. Saxby Chambliss of Georgia said he would support the bill. He said, "I believe this bill achieves the promise of reform while tackling the single largest domestic issue facing our country, the debt and the deficit. It is my sincere hope that the Senate will adopt this bipartisan conference report." Chambliss said more than any other part of this bill, the Upland Cotton Program represents fundamental reform. It meets our commitments in the World Trade Organization and will resolve our dispute with Brazil. In the meantime, Grassley of Iowa said he would oppose the farm bill when it comes to a vote in it this week. Grassley said Congress missed a big opportunity to better define what it means to be actively engaged in farming and limit how much an operator could receive, a measure the Iowa Republican had championed for several months. He said, "I want to be clear, I strongly support the business of agriculture. I've been involved in farming my whole life. But if I ever vote yes on this bill, it would be an endorsement of manipulation of my payment limit reforms behind closed doors. I cannot in good conscience do that," he said. "Therefore, I will oppose the Ag Bill of 2014. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.